It's Kelly Clarkson on Mix 97. I saw Kelly last night on The Voice, the special guest last night on The Voice, where the Backstreet Boys, they've got a new album coming out in 2019, and they have a new song called Chances. Is that what it is?
Yeah, and if you want to see the live performance, go to Mix97.com, our Mix Morning Crew blog, sponsored by Skin Beautiful Medi Spa.
Dr. Julie Galthorpe is in this morning talking about self-discipline. Can you give us the definition of self-discipline?
Sure. Self-discipline, it refers to the ability to control feelings, wants, and behaviors to overcome weaknesses and goals. What I think is really important to remember is the key to self-discipline is a belief that your long-term success is more important than immediate comfort or gratification. So self-discipline in that context, it obviously requires practice, right? So the practice must occur until it becomes a habit.
And I think the hardest thing for people is that when you are trying to make changes and trying to become self-disciplined, it is uncomfortable and it doesn't feel good. And it can be very awkward sort of feeling. So some people might take that cue to, oh, I shouldn't do this.
That's exactly right.
Because I feel uncomfortable. It's like becoming too difficult or too hard. Maybe I shouldn't do this.
Right. And that's where, you know, people will say, well, I don't have the willpower to do that. Or, you know, I don't have the self-control to do that. Well, you have to, first of all, as we say, get comfortable with being uncomfortable, because self-discipline is practice. And if you live in a way that's self-disciplined, you set a plan for yourself, which takes the guesswork out of it, right? So you know what you're going to do every day to work towards that goal. And then you have to follow that plan even when you don't want to. And that's what Arlene is talking about, is when you feel uncomfortable, you still follow the plan. So although some mornings you might want to sleep that extra 15 minutes, you work your plan that you've already put in place that you know is going to help you reach that goal, and you do it even though you don't want to. If you don't want to do that presentation because it makes you feel uncomfortable, you work your plan because you know that's what's going to teach you that you can do it and bring down that anxiety. And that's what successful people do.
And it starts with even just the smallest steps. Like when we're kids, our parents teach us to make our bed, brush our teeth, put our stuff away. And it's those little tiny things that you do on a daily basis that you feel, even if you have a bad day, come back, your bed is made.
That's true as well. And that's what's really important when we think about parenting, because this type of self-discipline that we're talking about as adults is either easy if you learn it from the time you're a child and as your parents teach you that there's a routine that you follow and there's a reason why you follow that routine because it leads to success. Or it's more complicated if you have to learn this as an adolescent or an adult because those things weren't instilled as a child.
How does poor self-discipline affect the relationship?
Well, poor self-discipline gets in the way of how we conduct ourselves and how we interact with others. So if you're wanting a successful relationship, then you have to create habits that support that. So that would mean, you know, active listening, that you actively listen to people, you don't cut them off, that you are able to, you know, come through conflict in a way that's not volatile, or that you're not aggressive. So all of these behaviors are learned, and that's self-discipline because it's about self-control. Now, self-control is different than self-discipline. What self-control is, it's being able to control that need for immediate gratification or relief for long-term benefit. And self-discipline is when you practice self-control repeatedly until it becomes a habit or a way of life. So they're both connected, certainly. But if you have kids, if we're going back earlier around relationships and teaching them how to have relationships, you have to encourage them to be outside of what makes them comfortable so they can show themselves that they can do it and that they can, you know, come through uncomfortable feelings in a way that will meet their needs over the long term, even though they might not like the feelings in the short term.
Is it possible as an adult, if you don't have good self-discipline, to learn it and to get it?
Absolutely. And that's where people who are successful with certain things, we'll take weight loss because that seems to be a real, you know, a topic that most people can relate to in some way, is that when they make it a self-disciplined habit. So they get up, they follow their routine for the day, they take the judgment out of, you know, the choices out of every decision. So when, you know, should I do this? Shouldn't I do this? Should I do this constantly? Then they leave all these openings. But if they're self-disciplined, they already have a plan in place that they follow. And people get anxious often when they think about, okay, I've got to do all these things to reach this goal. But strategy or plan offsets that anxiety because then you already know what you need to do. You just have to follow it.
We're going to be back with Dr. Julie Galthorpe for moments here on The Mix.
Sleep advice from